Welcome to the Middle East Update with Amir Sarfati. Amir discusses the latest news from Israel and the region through the lens of biblical prophecy. The original video versions can be found on Behold Israel's YouTube and Facebook channels. To make it convenient, we've converted them to audio format to keep up with your busy schedule. Be sure to also subscribe to Amir Sarfati on Telegram for daily updates from the Middle East. Amir's Middle East updates are based on the latest and most reliable sources, so you know you're getting the most accurate news. Now, on to the update.
Shalom and good afternoon from Galilee, from Israel. This is Amir Sarfati. These are breaking news, and you need all to understand that it's been 2 days almost since the unprecedented Iranian attack on Israel with more than 100 ballistic missiles, almost 150 drones, and over 100 cruise missiles. And you're probably asking, like everybody in Israel do, when will Israel retaliate? Because this obviously cannot go unanswered. And so reports of the last few minutes, listen, these are breaking news, reports of the last few minutes. Someone knows something because America, France, and Germany urges their people immediately to leave Iran. That's the first thing. Second thing, Qatar is now banning all of its airplanes to fly over Iran. In other words, Iran did not close its airspace. Other countries are avoiding Iran's airspace. But the most interesting news that we get in the last hour is that Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, summoned all the leaders of the opposition, not just the main one, but all the other Zionist forces in the political party. He didn't invite the Arab parties, Muslim Arab parties, and he didn't invite the progressive woke left, because obviously they're going to immediately spill the beans. But he did invite all the others, and for a special update. Normally, stuff like that is happening when something big is going to happen, and it's something that has wide consensus and that requires, of course, the support of all of the country and political array as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, the talk is that the Wall Street Journal just posted this. The Wall Street Journal said that Israel is about to attack today. Look, I don't know what they know. I can tell you what I know about summoning the opposition leaders, the banning of citizens, flights over Iranian airspace, and the urging of France, Germany, and America for their citizens to leave. Obviously, someone knows something. Obviously, something is going on. And all of that amidst the appearance of going back to normal. As of this morning, Israel lifted all restrictions on public gatherings and all the youth camps and all the youth activity during the holiday was back to normal. And it's the Iranians opened their airports as well. So what appeared to be in the morning as going back to normal is taking a very major shift over the last few minutes once the war cabinet met. They will meet again tomorrow, but I will tell you folks, the direction is very, very clear. Something was decided and something is going to happen in the next 24 hours. And that is exactly why the United States, Germany, and France are urging their citizens to leave. And Qatar is diverting all of its flights away from Iranian airspace. And as I said, someone leaked the information to the Wall Street Journal that an Israeli attack on Iran is in the next few hours, even when it talks about the next 24 hours. It's going to be, again, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned the leaders of the opposition for a special meeting, update, because they're not part of the decision making, but they need to be updated. Normally things like that happen when there's a war or when there's a major move. And so I'll keep you posted. Look, I'm not sharing confidential things here. Everything I share now has been already published elsewhere, and it's already on my Telegram channel. So don't worry, I'm not revealing Israel's secrets, and I'm not really causing the Iranians to prepare, blah, blah, blah. Everything I say has been published. I am just bringing it to your knowledge for two reasons. One, for prayer, of course, because the Iranians, and I'm not talking about the Iranian people, I'm talking about the Ayatollahs and their surroundings. They will obviously want to retaliate for the retaliation of Israel, but also the prayer that I want everyone to have is that it will be such a powerful, decisive, unapologetic attack that will cause the Iranians not to even think that they can do what they did 2 days ago again. You need to understand, Israel has been waiting for years for a golden opportunity to strike Iran on Iranian soil with worldwide legitimacy and basically a green light from America and others. America is not going to oppose Israeli action in Iran. Everybody understands that what happened 2 days ago was not only unprecedented, but there is no sovereign country on planet Earth that dare accept it as something normal and something unanswered. America said that they will not join Israel in the offensive efforts, but they will, of course, help us in the defensive efforts. The Jordanians and the Saudis play a big role in it because not only that they can intercept Iranian rockets or cruise missiles or drones, but they can also allow Israeli warplanes to use their airspace. And so let me make it very clear. When the Saudi prince was asked, Crown Prince was once asked, who do you think Iran is going to use the bomb if they had one first? And he said, they're going to use it against us. It is obvious to the leading of the Sunni world that if there is one country that the Ayatollahs hate more than Israel, is Saudi Arabia. The Saudis may not condemn the Iranian attack in words, but they already, actions are louder than words, and they already show their support by ways of intercepting cruise missiles that were flying above them. Now, make no mistake, the Iranians didn't send the drones and the cruise missiles in order to hit Israel. They assumed that would keep our air defense busy, or in order to then get the ballistic missiles to hit Israel and to hit predominantly three major sites, the nuclear reactor in Dimona, the Nevatim air base in the south, and reconnaissance and intelligence base on Mount Hermon. So basically, 60 tons of explosive that were launched from Iran towards Israel didn't make it. By the way, half of the cruise missiles failed to even get halfway towards Israel. Some of them fell in Iran. If you want, go to my Telegram channel. I really hope you're all there, because I showed videos of those rockets falling in Iran. Some of them fell in Iraq, some of them fell in Syria. And so basically, Iran really embarrassed itself, because we are now seeing that they're using super old equipment. But make no mistake, maybe they used all of their old equipment to somehow cause us to think that they're weak. And then if we attack them, they will use something different. I don't know. All I say is that we dare not anymore, after October 7th, we dare not disrespect or underestimate our enemies. So The next 24 hours are going to be super tense and super important, and we need super prayer. Prayer, by the way, in my opinion, is the ultimate air defense system. You send your prayers up in the air, and of course, the Lord is, you know, delighted. He wants us to talk to Him. He wants us to go to Him in prayer and supplication. So prayer is what I'm asking from the people of God. Let the IDF do what the IDF knows. Let the coalition do what they know. But let the armies of the people of God do what they need to do. And that's strong prayer for the forces of the enemy to be defeated and restrained. So listen, imminent Israeli strike on Iran. We don't know within the next 12 to 24 hours, maybe less. The Prime Minister of Israel summon all the opposition leaders to his office, to his bunker, basically. And he's not in the bunker the whole time, but this is where they gather, they convene in times of war. And this is where they're going to hold the meeting, the briefing, of course. Again, America, France, Germany, and more countries are now joining, already called, urge all of their citizens to leave Iran immediately. Qatar diverted all of its flights from Iranian airspace. It's amazing because Iran hasn't yet closed its airspace, and already airlines are avoiding its airspace. So this is quite remarkable. Everybody's staying away from Iran. They all understand something is going to explode. Something's going to happen. We want to be out of here. The Iranians, again, the Ayatollahs, the Revolutionary Guard Corps, all of them are, they understand that if there is going to be an Israeli reaction, an Israeli for attack, it cannot be something too weak, or else what's the point? And so they're bracing for something big. I urge the Iranians, the innocent Iranians, which I believe are probably 75-80% of the Iranian people who detest the Ayatollahs, I urge them to store food and go to fill some gas, have some water. It's not going to be easy. And of course, Israel will aim military and strategic targets. Again, the Wall Street Journal said Israel is expected to attack in Iran very soon, maybe even today. According to American sources, the IDF does not need America's support in the attack. The Israeli Air Force can attack Iran, alone. About the decision on the attack in Iran, the Prime Minister receives that, and he might do that, of course, even if some members of the cabinet oppose it. Look, that's what the Wall Street Journal says. In Israel, normally when you have a war cabinet, this is where everybody is meeting and deciding, and it's not just one person. But we'll see how it goes. I want you to pray. I want you to stay tuned. I will keep you posted with my phone when I'm going home, but please stay in prayer. What else? Yeah, this is it for now. Big news, Israeli attack here. Okay, I have another report that I see now. The Iranian air defense system is mobilizing right now. They understand something is going to happen. They may already suspect where we're going to attack. They began to move their mobile air defense systems. I am going to update you on Telegram. Download the app. Follow me. I've got 520,000 subscribers. It's free, and it's the best way to stay focused. Look, one thing I have a request from you guys. The Iranians are flooding the internet with fake news and fake videos and fake information. They show old videos from other places around the world pretending that it's something that happened in Israel. It's something that is going on in Israel. They want to create some sort of a feeling that they are actually doing well. They showed a wildfire in Peru and they said that it's in Israel. They showed old videos of Israelis in airports. They said that Israelis are running outside while the airport was closed even. So if you want to stay close to the truth, if you want to avoid propaganda and fake news, not only that you need to download Telegram and subscribe and follow, but I am asking you to share it with your families and friends. I know that each and every one of you can at least get 2 new subscribers. Again, it's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. And it is a channel that gives you unbiased, direct, unfiltered, on-time news from Israel and the Middle East. So do that. Please share this video. God bless you and pray for Israel. In the next 24 hours, something big is going to happen. And apparently a lot of other nations know that because they asked their people to leave. And Qatar is asking all of their pilots not to fly above Iran. And the Israeli prime minister is summoning the leaders of the opposition for a special and urgent update. Something is going on. I'll keep you posted. Share this video and get Telegram.